B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Guys, husbands need to know during this time of year, what do women really want? What do moms really want?
Yeah.
We can be spokeswomen, Meredith.
Yes, we can.
We know.
Mother's Day is pretty big, I would say, especially this year, because we're all stuck teaching our kids at the house. So not only are we doing our regular jobs or just being mothers in general, but now I'm also the teacher and you're in my face 24/7. So the one thing that I really want is to be left alone.
Me too. I just said that. Of course, we're recording this a couple days before. I'm doing multiple things at the same time. I'm on air on Q105 too. And I just literally said that.
Yeah.
I said it's the contradiction because there's part of me, Doug will say, what do you want? And I'm like, honestly, I'm just thankful that I have you guys.
Right.
I my family is so important to me. So I love spending time with you. But if you could give me some alone time on Mother's Day where I really, truly, I mean, don't get me wrong, he'll take the kids outside sometimes, but isn't there part of you that's like, okay, but I'm still
plugged
in?
Why are you back so soon? And
yes.
Can you go outside a little longer? And they're in here going to the bathroom and asking for snacks and stuff. Yeah, a true break. For me, it's not like the whole day or anything. Maybe just make me some breakfast and I'll say hi to everybody and we'll cuddle and I'll eat. But then I want you to leave and I want to take over the bedroom. And
yes.
I want to Netflix and chill. Working Moms, the show just came back out for another season. I want to catch up on all my dumb shows, all my Bravo stuff. I want to just do nothing, take a nap, and I want you to have fun with your daughter. Because the thing is I see you every day and I take care of you every day. So today's no different. I'm going to see you probably after my nap and we'll spend some time together, but I want to sleep in.
Absolutely. Do you feel like there's some sort of, I'm not making light of this, but the things that moms love to do, number one, we are getting a lot more piled onto our plate with having to teach the kids and do everything at home.
Yeah, online courses.
Right. So times are tough for men, but women, I think even more so right now in those ways. And there are no spas open.
No.
You can't get your nails done.
No.
You can't do anything to make yourself feel better about yourself.
Right.
And I'm not trying to be shallow because painted toes aren't going to make or break your...
But a massage would go a long way these days and we just can't get them.
Yes, I know. So it's kind of interesting. So I think the time alone is so coveted. For me, honestly, time alone can include staring at the wall and I feel better.
Right.
I mean, just the piece of, I mean, I'm not trying to scare you, but when you have the two babies, now you have this chorus of the toddler who's, I want, I want, I want, and then the wham, wham.
Right. The never ending crying and something's wrong with the baby and the feeding the spit up and just the changing the diapers and the routine and the cooking. Yeah, it can really be a lot. So, time alone sounds really selfish and it sounds like the new age mom basically,
right.
But it doesn't matter. I'm telling you exactly what I want. You should be thankful for that instead of just wondering, oh, what should I do? You don't have to buy me flowers. Flowers are nice, but what I really want is for you just to leave me alone for a little while.
Right.
It has nothing to do with you, but it does.
It does. Yes. I just need time to myself. One other really cute Mother's Day gift that was one of my favorite Mother's Day gifts is Doug did take the time to buy one of those little books.
Yeah.
And he filled it out like as if he was in my daughter's voice.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
I love you, Mom, because of the way you dance. Like he would fill in the you dance part. Or
that's thoughtful.
I love the way, like it took time to do that. So that's appreciated. You know, again, now as we're in these crazy times, it is the gestures that go a long way more so than the material things.
Right. And usually the kids would be either at school or with the nanny or something and they would be doing crafts with them. So they would come home from school with a little card with a doily on it or like macaroni necklaces or something. But now everybody's not doing that this year. So dads, you have to make sure that you're Googling some crafty stuff or flowers, chocolates, make me breakfast, whatever you want to do, but really just leave me alone. I don't know if you know this.
Tell me.
I had a vacation booked this weekend.
Oh, did you really? Yep.
Yeah.
I bet. Your baby moon.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was just for myself.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Good for
go
you,
to the
girl.
Beach. I had a resort on the beach, and it was just a Mother's Day gift one night just by myself. I just wanted to have one day. And really, a lot of people don't know the backstory, but my husband likes to go to concerts, and he was going to go to this one Metallica concert in Daytona. He was going to be gone for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
He's always gone doing this or that, golfing, what have you. I never really get a chance to do any of that. So I got kind of mad, and I was like, you know what? Mother's Day weekend, I'm going to book a resort.
I just love myself.
Girl, I got the penthouse. It was right on the beach. I had a cabana, you name it. And, of course, with everything going on, I had to cancel it.
Right.
But that is what I just wanted, just alone time just by myself.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, and a lot of people think that that's selfish.
No.
But moms kind of get it.
Yeah, I think so.
And what am I going to do? If you don't know, I'm 9 months pregnant. Like,
right.
There's nothing weird going on besides the fact that I just want to sit down in silence in a dark room and watch some TV and order food.
And you know what, too? I mean, that sounds absolutely perfect. And you could make the argument that, hey, you might want to bring a girlfriend along with you. That would be a lot of fun, too.
That was the other option.
It would. However, I remember being pregnant. Nothing's really fun.
Yeah.
We went on this great trip. With friends who I love, two trips actually, and both of them your enjoyment level is reduced,
right?
And
you can't drink as much. You can't go on this ride or wherever you're at,
and you just don't feel good,
right,
and you don't feel like yourself.
You can't be tanning too long if you're pregnant, because then your body will overheat. There's all these parameters that are put on you if you're pregnant. So I get what you're saying. It's not as much fun.
I have a secret I have to tell you. It's not really a secret, but I've never told anybody about this except Doug, obviously. So one day I came home. It was a Friday. Friday's always, I'm in here, you know, I sometimes have meltdowns. And so try not to. So we had visitors in town staying with us, and they'd been there for a couple of days, and they were wonderful. But I could not. I'm like, Doug, I can't do it. I can't go from the up, up, up. We have to be up personality-wise while we're here at work.
Hosting.
Yes. And then go home and immediately be up for the guests and up for our daughter. I couldn't take it. So I said, I didn't even go get a massage. I checked into a hotel room for 3 hours by myself.
You're so smart.
I wasted the whole hotel room.
Doesn't matter. Does not matter. I applaud you. Right now, round of applause for Roxanne for taking like a mental health hour break just so you could breathe, you know, because in between work and home, like where else is there to go? Sitting in the car is uncomfortable.
I know.
So why can't
what you want to do is lay
down in a bed
and
just
you do.
On your phone or just close your eyes. And so I commend you for doing that. And this is why we're talking about it, because we're not supposed to say stuff like this, but this is exactly what goes through our mind. I need just an escape. It could be for 12 hours, 6 hours. It could be for three like you.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you wanted to stay longer.
Right.
We had guests in town.
The weird thing is it wasn't like a resort hotel. It wasn't on the beach or anything. It was just on Tampa Road.
Yeah, it's like a Marriott.
So right. So the people probably thought it was like a hooker.
Yeah. I
just need it by the hour. Thank you.
Pass this card if someone comes downstairs to somebody else. But, you know, your mind immediately goes, she must be doing something freaky or nasty.
Yeah.
No.
Just reset the clock.
I have two little ones at home and a husband and then, you know, in-laws or whoever it is at the house. And if it is, then now you know extra how stressful that can be.
Right. It's crazy.
So it's understandable. I completely get it. I had to cancel my vacation this weekend. Hopefully I'll get to reschedule it in the future. But just taking a break for mom this weekend is really important.
So what did we learn today? Meredith and Roxanne like to stay at hotels by ourselves. Thank you.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.